And one last thing. Every month or so, I get a news release from the Department of Defense saying it has identified the remains of a service member killed during World War II. The most recent was Staff Sergeant Robert Elliott from Plains, a small town in western Kansas. He was 24 when he died during a bombing run over Romania in 1943. Wars come and go, but the pain they inflict on families never really ends. The loss echoes from one generation to the next, getting quieter over time, but never quite disappearing. It lingers in a framed black and white photo displayed on a bookshelf, or in a box of musty family documents on a yellowed telegram that begins, "We regret to inform you." Monday is Memorial Day, where we mourn those who died while serving our country. For many families, every day is Memorial Day.